Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Happiest of Mondays to one and all. We're back. I'd say better than ever, but that would be a half-truth. We're just back. Isaac, are we better than ever today? Yes, we are. Oh, okay. Oh, Isaac says we're better than ever, so I guess we're better than ever. Welcome in. Spencer on Sports, kicking off local programming here on KGYM. 1 hour a day, every day. That's all you really need from us. If they gave me any more time, I'd seriously question someone's decision-making around here. Happy to be with you. Hope you had a great weekend. Enjoyed all the football and the sports this weekend. We're going to talk about all of it. At least try to in the next 54 minutes or so before I have to step out the door and make way for the gym class, which comes up between 3 and 4, and the Todd Brommelkamp Show. We'll wrap up local programming later on this afternoon and into your evening from 4 until 6 here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. On the stream at KGYMradio.com, you can download our free app in the App Store and stream us there as well. And we're also available on your smart speaker. Spencer Wagon, my name, producer Isaac, along for the ride as well. It's sunny. The sun's out. It's a January 23rd miracle here on this Monday afternoon. Hope you're doing well today. Lots to get to in the next hour of the show. We got plenty of recap and reaction to the big games from the weekend. NFL divisional round, the Final Four. Not really the Final Four. We got a ways to go before we get to the basketball Final Four, but the NFL Final Four is set. We know who's going to be the teams vying for a trip to the Super Bowl. We're going to break down all the action we saw and take a look at what's to come on Championship Sunday, which is just a few short days away. It'll be a focus all week long. We'll start with Saturday's action, dive into Sunday's action as well, get thoughts on each game, and your thoughts welcome too at 319-366-1600. Your best and worst from the weekend, your favorite game, your least favorite game, your thoughts on any specific game or player or plays from the weekend, always welcome on our talk or text line at 319-366-1600. We'll cover all those games here coming up momentarily. Dive into the world of college hoops. A busy weekend in college hoops. Not a great weekend for both the Iowa men and the Iowa State men. Iowa State women got a win over the weekend, and a big, big-time opportunity for Coach Lisa Bluter and the Iowa Hawkeyes on the women's side tonight, taking on the number two team in the country, the Ohio State Buckeyes, tonight in women's action over in Columbus. It's a Columbus theme weekend for the Iowa basketball programs. The men going there and losing to Ohio State on Saturday afternoon. The women with a crack at the number two team in the country tonight. Dive into that and the rest of the weekend in college hoops. Might get to some NBA later on in the show and anything else that that happens during the hour, local sports or the live sports, breaking news and stuff like that. We will keep you up to date here on the show. We are kicking off a really, really awesome giveaway today. More details coming up here in about 15 minutes or so, we'll say, but we are going to give you your first chance to qualify in our KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway with our friends at Circa Sports. There is a fantastic grand prize that will go to one lucky winner. We'll tell you all about it, and we will take our first potential qualifier for the grand prize coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so here on the program. But we'll break it down. We've had, kind of teasers playing all weekend, so you might have heard about it. Infos at KGYMradio.com, but we'll give you our first chance to play coming up about 2:30 here this afternoon. Again, 319-366-1600. Let's dive into the NFL from the weekend. What did you think of the games this weekend? I think I did pretty well. My straight-up picks this weekend, I think I did 4-0. I hope I went 4-0. I know I didn't go 4-0 in the Emil Sideaway pick six as part of the gym class. But out of all the games I picked this weekend, I think I did pretty well picking winners this weekend, starting with, let's dive in order here of what we saw on the football field this weekend with game Saturday. I thought maybe a potential for an upset special. A lot of things had to go right for Jacksonville in this one. Playing an Arrowhead, no easy task. But some tense moments for Chiefs fans, obviously, with Patrick Mahomes and his injury. And still some questions, it sounds like. I think Mahomes is going to play Sunday in the AFC Championship game, but some question about whether he is going to be fully 100% healthy enough to do so. But in the end, the Chiefs just too much for the Jaguars and got it done 27-20 at Arrowhead. Patrick Mahomes, 22 of 30 in the game, 195 yards, threw for a couple scores. Left that game with what's being called the high ankle sprain in the first quarter. Returned to play in the second half. He missed two drives. We got to reminisce about Chad Henne for a while. It's not a remember some guys situation. It's just to reminisce about how long Chad Henne has been in the league. Some of you may have forgotten that Chad Henne was still around, but he is. He played well. He did what the Chiefs asked him to do and keep them in the game, keep them in front and not make any mistakes, and threw a touchdown pass, led a 98-yard touchdown drive in the game, which ended up being the longest. Kind of crazy. You'll look back on the stat records, Chiefs fans and NFL fans in general, and see this game. This player had the longest or led the longest postseason drive in Chiefs history, and you'll think, okay, Patrick Mahomes, maybe Len Dawson, so on and so forth. No, it's going to be Chad Henne, unless there's another long drive in the Chiefs here in either this postseason or the upcoming postseason. But Henne throwing a touchdown pass in the game. Travis Kelce doing Travis Kelce things. 14 catches. Yeah, 14 catches, 98 yards, and a couple scores. Marquez Valdes-Scantling with a receiving touchdown as well. Isaiah Pacheco was solid on the ground with 12 carries and 95 yards. And well, the Chiefs were able to get it done, and they held off a Jacksonville team that a lot of good things happening to this team. It just felt like certain things that had been bouncing their way, not just with the win they had against the Chargers in the wild card round where they came back from down 27-0. A lot of things that could have bounced their way or could have gone their way didn't go their way. And that led to their demise. Now they played a heck of a game in this one. They weren't perfect, that's for sure. Trevor Lawrence with a touchdown and an interception. They turned the ball over twice in that game. I think of the Jags going into score. It was Jamal Agnew with the fumble right at what the 3-5 yard line, which would have been probably at the very least a field goal if their drive stalls out. Dropped interception, so many different things that they could have gone the Jags' way that maybe would have kept them a little bit closer in the game or maybe even have won them the game. Didn't go their way, but you give credit to the Chiefs for kind of weathering an uncertain storm with their quarterback and their star quarterback going down with that ankle injury. And Chiefs fans obviously certainly feeling thankful that it's not much more than what ESPN and numerous sources are reporting is a high ankle sprain. How was Mahomes feeling after the game? Here's what he had to say after the contest.
It feels better. I mean, it feels better than I thought it was going to be now. Obviously, I have a lot of adrenaline going right now, so we'll see how it feels. But I'll hop right in the treatment tonight and try to do whatever I can to be as close to 100% by next week. But luckily for us, we played the early game on Saturday, so we get an extra almost half a day that I can let that ankle rest.
So is he going to miss any time? Is he in danger of missing the AFC Championship game? Here's Andy Reid's response from just after the game ended against Jacksonville on Saturday.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't want to jump to things right now, but let's just see how it goes here the next couple days. It's going to be sore, I know. Let's see where he's at. He's had this before, and was able to keep pushing through, actually, against Jacksonville whenever a couple years ago, same type of deal. So he pushed through that. The main thing is that he's safe. I mean, that's as safe as you can be on a football field. So, you know, that's the important thing.
Chiefs head coach Andy Reid weighing in on any potential missing of time for their star quarterback. Like I said, I'd be stunned if he doesn't play, but you don't know how things like this will develop. If they get better, they get worse. Ankle sprains, not a fun thing to deal with. Obviously, could be a lot worse, but AFC Championship on the line. I have to believe that number 15 is going to be back there for Kansas City. So for the Chiefs, I don't want to call it unprecedented, but it shows how far this team has come, and shows how great this team is and how good this team has been under Patrick Mahomes. They're the third team to play in five straight conference championship games. The host for the fifth straight season, which, not a neutral field anymore. Don't have to worry about that, Chiefs fans, going to Atlanta with Buffalo's loss over the weekend. But Arrowhead used to hosting AFC Championship games, and that is what they will do again this week. Andy Reid, another win in the playoffs for him, now 20 career victories in the postseason, joining Bill Belichick and Tom Landry as the only coaches in league history to do that. Of course, he won now 10 games with both Kansas City and Philadelphia as their head coach, so highly successful in the postseason. As for the Jags, a team that, not a lot expected of them, 2 years in a row with the worst record in the league, and here they are, 7 points, I guess is what I'm trying to say, to the number one seed of the AFC. They've come a long way. Still some work to do for this this Jacksonville team, and their head coach Doug Peterson talked about this team. Is it close to being a contender in the AFC? Here's his response.
I mean, I feel like we're close. I mean, obviously we got the right leader in Trevor. Feel really good about him, obviously, what he's done, how he's played this season, and it's just, it's a matter of, with the youth of the team, now these guys played a lot of football, and they're going to learn from the good and the bad, and it's something to really, I think, lean on as we head into the off season. And as we approach the off-season program, in a couple of months, and which is kind of crazy to say, but we're going to learn. It's I'm excited for the future of Jacksonville, and working with Trent, getting the right players in here, whether it's free agency, whether it's the draft, and continuing to build our roster.
Doug Peterson, head coach of the Jags there after the 27-20 loss this weekend. Trevor Lawrence's final stat line, 24-39, threw for 217 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Travis Etienne, 10 carries for 62 yards and a score. Zay Jones, leading receiver with 83 yards receiving. Christian Kirk catching that lone touchdown pass from Trevor Lawrence in the loss as the Jags fall to the Chiefs 27-20. That was first game of the day on Saturday. Second game of the day was not as good of a game as I think. I don't know if a lot of people were surprised considering how the Eagles had at least once in their previous two meetings this season with the Giants had kind of laid the wood to them in the meeting and their recent dominance, especially at home against the Giants. But being a division game a third time, I said this on Friday, I think the Eagles are going to win. The Giants are going to keep it close. The keep it close part was wrong because the Eagles basically did anything they wanted to against what had proven to be a pretty solid Giants defense throughout the season. Jalen Hurts running for a score. Kenneth Gainwell with a touchdown run as well. Boston Scott rushing for a touchdown. Jalen Hurts adding in two touchdowns through the air. as Philly won 38-7 to clinch the spot and host the NFC Championship game with a pretty resounding victory over the Giants. Hurts' final stat line on the day, 16 of 24 for 154 and the two scores through the air. Like you said, ran for a touchdown. Gainwell had 112 yards on 12 carries. Miles Sanders finished 10 shy of the century mark as well. 17 carries for 90 yards for him. Eagles running for 268 yards as a team. Three rushing touchdowns gives them 35 rushing scores on the season. Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert each with a receiving touchdown in the win. Eagles headed to the NFC Championship game with that victory for the first time since 2017. And their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, put the win into perspective after the game.
That was a really good team, really well coached, you know, and we saw the game that they played against us 2 weeks ago with their, you know, their starters not even playing. So that's it's a really well-coached team. They have really good players. I think we did a really good job of executing. And, you know, we put a good one together. That's on all phases, all three phases. So it's always great to start fast. But it was good. It was a good win.
Eagles improving to 3-0 versus the Giants this year. They're the 16th team that's had the opportunity, out of the 25 teams that did have the opportunity, the 16th team to complete a three-game sweep of a division opponent, meaning they won both games in the regular season and then won the postseason matchup as well. A big day for the Eagles defense, holding the Giants to just 227 total yards and sacking Daniel Jones five times in the win on Saturday night. Jones on the night, 15-27 for 135 yards. Didn't throw a touchdown pass, did throw an interception, and was held to 24 rushing yards. Saquon Barkley, who we know when he's on. He can be really dangerous. Nine carries, 61 yards. Matt Breida accounting for the only rushing touchdown, the only touchdown period of the night for the Giants. And then Richie James, their leading receiver, seven catches for 51 yards in the loss for New York. Their head coach, Brian Daboll, talked about the loss. Despite a good season, they're still obviously disappointed about the outcome on Saturday.
Crash landing here. Give Philly credit. They did everything better than we did today. And, you know, tough game. You know, we really got beaten all facets. So wasn't one thing in particular. Was, you know, a team game and just didn't get it done. So congratulations to Philly. They get to move on, and unfortunately we don't.
Simple as that. Giants head coach Brian Daboll talking after the game, seeing some comments from the Giants and their front office staff. Obviously, you know, the day after a season concludes, you don't necessarily want to spill the beans on everything that you have planned for the offseason, and it's hard to look ahead to what could be to come next season, but already seeing some support, at least in the day after, for both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley to return to New York for year two under Brian Daboll, both players having significant bounce back years. We talked about this on Friday. You look at, you know, the Giants just 1 year ago, and now they were, you know, essentially one of the laughing stocks of the NFL, and turned it around. And Brian Daboll did a fantastic job coaching this bunch, getting them to the divisional round. Just ran into a really good football team in Philadelphia this weekend. So those are the first two games. We got to take a timeout. We'll come back, break down the last two games we saw this weekend, two games we saw yesterday with Cincinnati going up against Buffalo. And then a game I know had a lot of eyes here in the state of Iowa with Brock Purdy and the 49ers taking on the Dallas Cowboys. We'll break those down coming up in just a bit. Before we do that, though, we will tell you about our KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway. We will get our first potential qualifier for that giveaway on the other side of this timeout. Spencer on Sports with you for a Monday, January 23rd, and it's right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we are going to have some sunshine around today, but it's still going to be chilly. Temperatures will be around 30 degrees and it will be breezy. Later on tonight, clouds move right back on in. Temperatures drop down into the low 20s and we are going to still have breezy conditions. We'll lose the breeze tomorrow, but we'll keep the clouds and temperatures will rise to a high in the low 30s. There will be clouds around Wednesday with a chance for some light snow showers during the day. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
The Gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! It's KGYM's Big Game House Party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply.
It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circa Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
One innocent click could lock down your entire network for ransom. Hackers are getting more and more devious, so teach your employees to check before they click. When you open an email, hover over the address to see where it's really coming from. If it doesn't match, is misspelled, or looks off in any way, delete it. Remember, any email could be a trick, so check before you click. This message presented by Network Computer Solutions. Download their complete Protect Your Network guide at ncsei.com.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. American Standard offers high-quality plumbing fixtures that you can count on. From faucets and showerheads to toilets and more, American Standard has it all. Relax and unwind with a new Whirlpool from Elger. The 10-jack corner massage bathtub offers a spa-like feel. Plus, get a free inline heater with the purchase of any Elger Whirlpool after rebate. Good through February 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring UnityPoint Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your UnityPoint Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back at 227, Spencer at Sports with you here on this Monday, 23rd day of January of 2023. 319-366-1600, Tucker text line wide open for you here this afternoon. You want to keep that number handy because in just a moment, we're going to try to get somebody qualified for this big game house party giveaway we're doing with our friends at Circa Sports Iowa. This is awesome. This is, I mean, just a fantastic prize that we are giving away to one lucky winner, a grand prize winner. We had a little teaser there at the start of the break there, but if you didn't catch all of it, here's what we're giving away. One grand prize winner is going to have their big game party favors provided for us here at The Gym. You'll get a $500 Hy-Vee gift card for food and beverages. You'll also get Circa Sports swag for your party guests. That's not all. We're gonna throw in a three-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, plus $500 to use towards travel. How this is going to work, all three shows. So this show, Spencer on Sports, The Gym Class, and the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM. Gonna pick a game. We're gonna pull a game out of the Circa Sports app, and we're gonna give you a chance to make your pick. You get to pick, and if you're right, if you're on the winning side, you qualify for the grand prize. Now, if you don't worry. We'll let you play again. You can play as many times as you want if you don't win. So if you win once, you're in the drawing. You can't play again. But if say you lose the pick that you make during our show today, you're welcome to play until you get the pick right, if that makes sense. But we want you to win. We hope you are the lucky person to make the selection, or to make your selection correctly, and that'll get you in the drawing. You have to be 21 or older to play. So if you are not 21 years of age or up, do apologize. We do have to have some age restrictions on this. And there are other contest rules, which you can read at kgymradio.com. So without further ado, our game for today. And if you want to get out of the action, we're taking one caller, by the way. So you got to be quick with the phones. When I tell you the game, I tell you the spread, courtesy of Circus Sports Iowa, you can give Isaac a call, 319-366-1600, and pick your side. If you win, you're in the drawing. If you don't, well, you get nothing, but you can get a chance to play again. So, without further ado, we are going to dive into the world of college basketball today for our game. There's a different game every show, if I didn't say that. So it's not going to be the same game every show. It's going to be different contests that you get to pick. So here is your game. We're going to dive into college basketball. There's one Big Ten basketball game today, and that is a makeup game. It's supposed to be played on Saturday. We know Northwestern has had some problems with player health and safety issues. So your game of the day is Wisconsin at Northwestern men's basketball. Circus Sports Iowa on their app lists Northwestern as a 2.5-point favorite. So what side are you on? 319-366-1600. Are you with Northwestern and the 2.5, or are you taking the Badgers and the 2.5? First person through at 319-366-1600. Give Isaac a call, and he will take your pick, take your info, and we'll see if you get it right. And if you do, you'll be entered to win in our big game house party here from KGYM. Isaac will pass along the potential qualifier, the player's info, and we'll get that for you and their pick here coming up in just a few moments. So if you don't get through, you got to be quick. Just taking one caller, but we got plenty of chances with one game in each of our three shows every day for the next 2 weeks. So you definitely should have some opportunities to get through and get a chance to play here with us at KGYM. As we wait for Isaac to give us the information here on the phone lines here this afternoon, we will dive back into the football this weekend. A game that I called my upset special from the get-go on Friday. I was pretty smart on this one. I'm going to toot my own horn, even if it happens, once every blue moon. But Cincinnati, I honestly surprised at how out of sorts the Bills looked yesterday. I don't know about you, but the Bengals winning over Buffalo 27-10 and winning going away, racing out to an early lead, beating the Bills in the snow in Buffalo. Really surprising to see, but the Bengals clearly showing why, you know, they are one of the better teams in the AFC. They've been here, they've done that, and they've taken their run here to another level as they head back to the AFC Championship game for another year, another matchup with Kansas City. But Joe Burrow was fantastic, 23 of 36 for 242 yards and a couple scores. Joe Mixon ran the ball effectively, 105 yards on the ground and two touchdowns. Jamar Chase with five catches for 61 yards and a score. Hayden Hurst also almost to 60 yards with a touchdown as well. The Bengals getting to back-to-back conference title games after appearing in just two in their first 53 years of existence. In fact, Joe Burrow, probably the stat of the weekend, he's 5-1 now in the postseason. That equals the number of combined postseason wins of all other quarterbacks in Bengals history. Yeah, Joey B is something special, that is for sure, and his head coach Zach Taylor weighed in on his continued success in the playoffs.
He's the greatest, you know, and he does a great job leading this team, managing the situations. The bigger the moment get, the more calmer he gets, and the team feeds off of that. And it's hard to run the ball in 4 minutes when you know that he could just throw it and get it probably, you know, but it's wise to let the clock run, but he did a great job today.
Joe Burrow just sacked once, and a lot was made about, and rightfully so, about the Bengals' offensive line being banged up. They had three starters missing, lots of inexperience up front. The Bengals' offensive line, I think you could argue, was the best unit on the field yesterday. Gave up one sack, kept Burrow upright, kept the running game going in the snow in Buffalo, and Joe Burrow talked about the difference, if there is any, between this year's team and last year's team.
We're a more complete team. I think we're a better team, and we just seem to make plays when it counts. That's all there is to say.
That's all there is to say, according to Joe Burrow. He had, I think it's kind of a silly slight that they could focus on the whole selling tickets to the advanced tickets to the potential neutral site championship game that was to happen if the Bills had won yesterday. Funny exchange between Tracy Wolfson on CBS and Joe Burrow yesterday, with him saying, well, they better send those refunds to the people that bought all the tickets to that neutral site game. But the Bengals getting it done for the Bills, who were my Super Bowl pick, if you remember all the way back to early September when we made our picks. I said Bills, Bucks, both of them made the playoffs, but neither of them will play for the Lombardi Trophy coming up here in a couple weeks. And considering how so many people were on the Bills this season, and they failed to reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship, a lot of questions about, you know, what happened. How could this happen? And Josh Allen tried to provide some answers after the game.
Obviously, you want to win all of them. It's the way it goes sometimes. They had a good game plan. Credit to those guys. They came out. They played hard. It just didn't happen today.
And here's Allen reflecting on their season as a whole.
I'm proud of our guys, how we handled situations throughout the year. You know, we could have made a lot of excuses throughout the year of what was going on, but guys continued to fight. You know, we wanted to win this one. We want to win them all. Those guys played better today.
Allen throwing for 265 yards, did not throw a touchdown, did throw an interception late in the game to seal it to Cam Taylor-Britt, the rookie from Nebraska. Allen running for a score in the loss for Buffalo. The Bills with a 47-18 record in their last four regular seasons. They've reached the playoffs in five of six seasons as Sean McDermott has been their head coach, but only one AFC title game appearance back in 2020. So the Bengals are on to play the Chiefs. That left one puzzle piece to be determined, and that was the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys. A low-scoring affair like we thought. But in the end, the Niners getting it done, winning 19-12. Brock Purdy didn't throw a touchdown, didn't throw an interception, though, against a tough Dallas defense. 214 yards through the air. Christian McCaffrey providing the only touchdown of the game for San Francisco. George Kittle with that incredible catch, bouncing it off his helmet and playing hot potato with it for a little while to keep that drive alive. A couple key penalties on Dallas, and really 49ers getting it done, turning over the Cowboys twice. Dak Prescott with two interceptions on the day, really proving to be the difference in that one. And then the final two drives in general, Dallas, number one, going three and out and punting, giving it back to San Francisco, who was able to chew a bunch of clock. But the last drive, Dalton Schultz with two plays where he, I'm not sure if he knew the game situation. I don't want to suggest that he didn't care, but, I mean, didn't drag his foot, pass ruled incomplete. was going backwards when he was stopped by the defender, which gave kept the clock running. Really questionable time management down the stretch, questionable play calling and execution. And the last play of the game, it wasn't going to work anyways. Needed a touchdown, extra point, which story of in itself. Just not a lot went right for Dallas in a moment where things had to go right for the Cowboys. And Dak Prescott chimed in on his performance last night, talked about what he was most frustrated with the loss last night.
Just disappointed, as I said. I mean, defense who gave us an opportunity to win this game, who played hard against a really, really good offense, a really good team, and for us to only put up the points that we did, that's unacceptable. And it starts with me, and I've got to be better. I mean, that's no other way to sugarcoat it.
One key moment from that game, and I think a lot of people will be and are and should be pointing to this, is the injury to Tony Pollard, who'd been fantastic all season for the Cowboys. Pollard leaving with an injury looked kind of similar to what happened to Patrick Mahomes, but he did leave the game, was seen in a walking boot after the game, did not return. Sources telling ESPN did not see confirmation on this yet, but Tony Pollard suffering a fractured left fibula on Sunday, 1:24 left in the first half of the game. That's when the injury happened. So certainly a big loss, and Mike McCarthy weighed in on that after the game as well.
Losing Tony was obviously a shot. Tony is probably clearly one of our most, if thought the most productive player. And Tony's and Zeke, the way we play is all year. It's important for those guys to touch the football. So yeah, that was a big blow for us.
As for the 49ers, Brock Purdy talked after the game. He talked about the win and being part of a historic matchup. We talked about how this is one of those matchups that you've seen quite a bit in the NFL postseason between the Cowboys and the 49ers. And Brock Purdy, the former Iowa State Cyclone, he talked about being a part of this moment with this squad.
Right now I'm still focused in a sense with, just the game and, what we could have done or to be better, But, yeah, it's pretty cool to, see the clock at zero, and then you see, the Niners over the Cowboys. That's pretty sweet in the playoffs. So definitely, credit to the coaching staff and getting us right all week. Defense, offense, special teams, everyone just playing. It takes everybody, not just one person or a couple guys. It literally takes everybody. So I'm just so proud of the team. And, playoff football is not easy. So to go and to pull off a win like that against a great team like Dallas and now going to the NFC Championship, it means a lot to us. And for myself, yeah, when I take a step back, it's pretty cool. Very thankful.
Purdy is the fifth, rookie starting quarterback to reach the conference championship. He's trying to become the first to win and advance to the Super Bowl. He improved to 7-0 on the season and has not been intercepted this postseason on 59 attempts. Dallas came close in that game, but unable to turn Brock Purdy over in the contest last night. For Dallas, they fall short of the divisional, or for the championship game, I should say. The 27th straight season, Dallas failed to reach the NFC Championship. There are six teams, Dallas included, who are without a single conference championship appearance from 1996 all the way to the present day. Dallas, Cleveland, Detroit, Houston, Miami, and Washington. Those are the six teams that are without a single conference championship appearance from 1996 to 2022. Dallas falling short again, making a little bit of progress. They won a game. They beat Tampa, but they aren't able to get over the hump and get back to a conference championship game. That conference championship game will be the Eagles, the top-seeded Eagles, hosting the 49ers. That's the first game coming up on Sunday at 2 o'clock kickoff on Fox. And then the AFC championship game, the top-seeded Chiefs, hosting the third-seeded Bengals. That will be on CBS TV. We'll have both games courtesy of Westwood One Sports coming up Sunday afternoon right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Take a quick timeout. We'll be back with some college hoops talk to wrap up the show. It's on the way next here on The Gym.
Life's twists and turns can sometimes set you back a step.
But at DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. When calamity strikes, having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. In 2022, a U.S. Federal Reserve study found that 32% of Americans, as many as one in three adults, would struggle to cover a $400 out-of-pocket emergency. At DePaco, we're on a mission to change that, one member at a time, so that each of us is prepared for the unexpected. Today, more than 41% of DePaco members are ready for the next storm, with at least $400 in savings to cover potential expenses. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. And when our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time to up your game with Elite Sportsbook. With new daily boosts, free bet promotions, exciting parlays, and some of the best odds, Elite Sportsbook is even more than before. You'll stay in control with live in-game betting and early cash outs. Sign up today and Elite will give you a bet rebound up to $250 with Iowa's most user-friendly sports betting app. Download our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Working out has been proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At the MAC, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers you can connect with, group exercise classes so you don't feel alone, saunas to help you relax, and many more amenities.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining the MAC for me.
To see everything the MAC has to offer, go to jointhe-mac.com. That's jointhe-mac.com.
Every pro is an MVP to us. As a Lowe's MVP's rewards member, you can earn bonus points when you shop select products and brands. Then redeem them for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, e-gift cards, and more. Join today to become a member and start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
And just like that, we're back at 247. Spencer at Sports with you for a few more minutes here on the program. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. The Todd Bromwell Camp Show on between 4 and 6. Sending our good luck to Austin. He was our first entrant in our big game house party giveaway with Circus Sports Iowa. Our game of the show. Men's basketball tonight, Wisconsin and Northwestern. Austin is going with the Badgers, +2.5. Good luck, Austin. If Austin is on the winning side, he will be entered for our big game house party grand prize, which includes $500 from Hy-Vee for food and beverages for your big game party, Circa Sports swag, plus that three-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Vegas. All the details at kgymradio.com. If you did not get through during this program, fret not, my friends. The gym class has another opportunity sometime between 3 and 4, and it's a different game. We're doing three different games. So if you didn't get through, there's another game that trips your trigger. Want to see if you could try your luck with another contest in the sporting world tonight? Scott and Mark will have you covered. Between 3 and 4, and then Todd, between 4 and 6, has a different game as well. So keep listening all throughout our local shows, and good luck to Austin. We'll reveal his fate the right word? We'll tell you if he qualified. How about that? Fate sounds like it's like a much bigger decision. This is a radio contest. We'll tell you how Austin did tomorrow on the show and give you tomorrow's game sometime between 2 and 3. 319-366-1600 in our final few minutes here. Let's run through college hoops from the weekend. not what we had hoped to see if you're an Iowa fan from the Hawkeyes in Columbus. A lot of factors playing into it. We told you all week this is a much better Ohio State team than the 0-5 stretch had led us to believe that they were coming off of. And I think going into Columbus, playing a team that was hungry for a victory, having that extra time off, not playing against Northwestern, as much as, Fran McCaffrey and the staff and the players want to make you, and want to say and say that it's, wasn't a factor, didn't play into it. I think not having that game and kind of disrupted the rhythm a little bit. And despite a close first half, Ohio State pulled away for a 93-77 win on Saturday. Chris Murray with 22 points and 7 boards. Philip Rabracha had 15 in the loss for the Hawkeyes. Bryce Sensabaugh was fantastic. 27 points, 10 for 12 from the floor. Isaac Likely, 18 points and 10 rebounds. He was 7 for 12 from the floor as well. The Buckeyes in total shooting 56% in the game from the floor, 50% from beyond the three-point line. Hawkeyes turned the ball over 14 times, Ohio State getting 15 points off of those 14 turnovers. So the four-game win streak comes to an end for Iowa, 12-7 overall, now 4-4 in the Big Ten. Another tough road test coming up, Michigan State coming up on Thursday night. That is certainly been a very tough place to play for anybody in the Big Ten. But we know Iowa's had their share of challenges, to put it mildly, in the Breslin Center. That's coming up on Thursday. Other action from Saturday in the Big Ten, Penn State topped Nebraska 76-65. Yesterday, Michigan beating Minnesota 60-56. Indiana, they've won three in a row as they beat Michigan State yesterday 82-69. Trace Jackson Davis with a double-double of 31 points and 15 rebounds. And number three, Purdue, holding on for a 58-55 win over Maryland. I mentioned the one game in the Big Ten tonight. That is Wisconsin taking on Northwestern in Evanston, a 5:30 tip-off there. Saturday's Big 12 action, the Iowa State men losing a tough one, blowing a 12-point lead and falling to Oklahoma State on the road, 61-59. Iowa State leading by 10 at halftime. And like I said, got that lead up to 12 early in the second half. Oshun Oshunyi with 15 points and 7 rebounds. Gabe Kalscher chipping in 14 in the loss for Iowa State. Big one tomorrow night in Ames. The Cyclones will host conference leader Kansas State. K-State Jerome Tang and the bunch headed to Ames tomorrow night. That should be a great one. We'll have it, of course, for you here on KGYM, courtesy of Learfield Sports. The big news in the Big 12 this weekend was Kansas getting destroyed by TCU, 83-60. Number two Jayhawks losing in Lawrence. Second largest home loss for Kansas under Bill Self. 30 points from Jalen Wilson, not nearly enough as they lose by 23 to the 14th-ranked Horned Frogs. Kansas back at it tonight. Doesn't get any easier. Seems like a common theme, and it is a common theme in the Big 12 as Kansas heads to Baylor tonight. That's one of the big Monday games on ESPN for an 8 o'clock tip-off. Missouri Valley men's action this weekend. Northern Iowa beating UIC 78-72, and then Drake running over Evansville 97-61 this weekend. Number one team in the country in men's hoops yesterday went down. Houston losing to Temple 56-55. Number one team in the men's side is Purdue. They're back at number one. Got 39 first place votes. Alabama number two as Houston falls to number three. Iowa State number 12 in the country. As I mentioned, K-State coming to town tomorrow. The Wildcats are number five after the action this weekend. Big one on the women's side tonight. The Iowa women, number 10 in the country, head to Ohio State as they will do battle in Columbus here tonight. The Hawkeyes now tied for 10th in the AP poll with Maryland as they have their own four-game winning streak going as they head to a place where Have not won since 2019. Buckeyes have won the last four meetings with the Hawkeyes, and they are a really, really good team this year. 19-0, 8-0 in the Big Ten, the best start in school history for Ohio State, and their highest ranking ever in program history. It's an 8 p.m. or 6 p.m. tip-off. Pardon me, you could see it on ESPN2. Part of two ranked matchups in the Big Ten tonight. Indiana, number 6 in the country, taking on number 13 Michigan tonight as well. That'll be at 7 on the Big Ten Network. And the Iowa State women getting a win over Kansas on Saturday, 64-50. Ashley Jones with 26 points and 15 rebounds in the win for Iowa State. They stay at number 18, the Cyclones do, in the AP poll this week. They'll play at TCU coming up on Wednesday. Northern Iowa, big win over UIC, 79-44, and Drake beating Valpo this weekend, 84-51 in women's action. 2:55, quick timeout, back after this to wrap it up on the gym.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-901-3322. 800-901-3322. 800-901-3322.
And we're back at 2:56, winding down the show here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Spencer on sports, covering the biggest stories in the sports world. We've got it for you right here on KGYM. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp show on the way from 4 until 6. And don't forget, on the airwaves tonight, it's a Monday. That means it is the Cyclones Coaches Corner show that's on the way for you tonight as we head into another Monday night. John Walters at 6:30 tonight with the Cyclone Coaches Corner Show. It's on the way here on KGYM as we will talk to you tomorrow here on the program on KGYM. Appreciate it. As always, see you tomorrow too.